Bezras Hashem Yisparei, today's daf is Lamed Beis in Mesecha Sukkah. It is the 591st daf in Shas. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be with you for the last couple of days because, Baruch Hashem, there were so many responsibilities with Talmidim and so on, but now I'm glad to be able to learn together and to catch up to the world and pick up from the bottom of Lamed Aleph on the Beis, where we're going to discuss different psulei lulav, going on to Lamed Beis, the psul niktam, the top being cut off, nifritzu olav, the leaves being spread out. We're going to discuss different types of lulavim that grow in different places. And it could very well be that because derachel darcheinon v'chol nesivo seo shalom, the Gemara is going to tell us that a lulav that has thorns on it doesn't produce shalom, it's uncomfortable, and for that reason would be puzzled. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the shiur of lulav, how many tfachim the lulav has to be. And then we will begin a new Mishnah about the halachos of hadasim. So let's Beis Hashem pick up two lines from the bottom, Lamed Alpha Beis. Niktam Rosh, if the top was cut off. Amar Ravuna, Ravuna told, lo shanu ela niktam. This halacha is only if the top was cut off. Aval nistak, but if the top leaves are split, or the shedra is split, so then in such a case, the Gemara tells us it will still be kosher. Halacha l'maisa will be a little bit more complicated than this, and that's definitely a nominee for the halacha of the daily daf. The Gemara asks Vatanya, but didn't we learn lulav kofuf? If the lulav is top, it's bent. Kovutz, or if it has kotzim, thorns. Stok, split. Akum is another type of bent, but here it's bent doma lamagal, it's bent like a sickle. In other words, it is a circular type of lulav. Posel, then it's posel. Charus, if it's hardened, by the way, like many palm trees do eventually harden, and the leaves spread out, posel, then it's going to be posel. The shed where the spine hardens, doma lacharus, if it's begun to process like that, then it will still be kosher. So what do we see? We see that if it's split, the halacha is that it's pasul. So Amar Rav Papa answered, the Ovid Kehimnik. When do we say that the halacha is that if it's split, it's going to be pasul? If it's like a utensil called a himnik, which is a utensil that has two edges on either side. Rashi says the himnik was used by scribes. We do have a picture of it even in the old edition of the Gemara. Of course, the Oz V'Hadar will have pictures for you of that as well. If you don't have that in front of you, Rabbeinu Chananel on the left of the Yomud gives us a sense of what the hemnik is. So if it's that firm, in other words, if they become split apart in such a dramatic way, then in such a case, it will be possible. Akum Doma Lamagal. We said that if the entire lulav has become circular, like a sickle, which is also circular, we also learn was pasul. The Gemara qualifies, Amar Rava, Rava explains, Lo Amarin, the only time we said this is Ela Lefanav, if it's bent circular in front of it. Aval Acharav, but if it's bent toward the back, Briyasehu, that's actually how the palm grows. What about another way of growing? Amar Rav Nachman, Litzdadim, what happens if the circular or sickle-shaped lulav is bent to the side? Litzdadim, to the side. Kilafan of dummy. Then it has the same lacha as if it was bent to the front, and it's going to be pasul. V'amrila, and some disagreed and say kilachar of dummy. So there, Rav Nachman has a discussion of how we would look at the side. V'amar Rava and Rava taught, Hailuva disalik bichad hutza. If you have a lulav that all of its leaves grow to one side of the shedra, bal mumu, that's considered a mum upasul, and it as well is going to be pasul. We learned in our Mishnah, nifritzu alav, if the leaves were separated, amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa taught that the difference between nifritzu and nifridu is the following, nifritzu da'avik kichufya. Nifritzu means it was done like a broom, that it was entirely separated. Hence, once it's entirely separated, so then it's going to be pasul. Nifridu de ifrid de frude. The leaves weren't detached. That's the critical distinction. When it's a broom, so the way in which brooms were made, think about the old-fashioned straw brooms. So those brooms, the way they were made is you took different pieces of straw, and then they were all bound together, and then they're brought as one in that manner. However, when it comes to Nifridu, so they're still attached, it's just that they're spread far apart. Period. Boy, Rapop had the following shayla. Nechlika ha-tiyomis mahu. What's the halacha if the tiyomis is split? The tiyomis is the middle leaf that grows out of the shedra. As Rashi explains in Dibra Maschil Nechlika, what's the halacha is that if that is split? Does that puzzle the lulav or not? The Ritva is bothered, and this question is also Nogeya halacha lemaisa when checking the lulav. That at the end of the day, we learned in our Mishnah that if it's nistak, which we also translated as split, if it's split apart only like a hemnik, like the picture in the Rabbeinu Chananel, then it's going to be puzzle. But a split, which is not obvious, seemed like would be kosher. The Ritva gives two answers to this question. We will give the first answer now, and Bli Neder in the Halacha from the Daily Daf, we will discuss both answers, and the Terutzim have implications for Halacha as well. The first Terutz of the Ritva is that Nechlika HaTiyomis will only be a problem, as Rav Papa is going to conclude, even if it's not Lehemnik, if it's split in the majority of the middle leaf. So Rav Papa's Shaila, which we're going to come out Lechumra, is if it was split through the majority of the leaf. However, if only part of it is split, if it's Kehemnik, then it's going to be Pasul. If it's less than that, then it's going to be okay. The Ritva gives another answer, and Halacha Lemaisa, one of the most prominent issues when it comes to lulav, relates to this sugya. Let's get back into Rav Papa's Shaila, though. We can't jump to the halacha before we know the Gemara. By Rav Papa, nechlika tiyomis ma, what's halacha if the tiyomis is split? Tashma, da amar Rebbe Mason, am Rebbe Shua ben Levi, nitla tiyomis pasul. If the tiyomis, the middle leaf, has disappeared, for example, if it was cut off, the shedra is there, but the tiyomis is gone, the halacha is as pasul. Infers the Gemara, my lavua din nechlika, lo nitla shani, no, it's different between Nechlika. Nechlika is just split. Nitla is removed, achasale. And since it's removed, the halach is that's going to be possible. Ikad Amri Amr, Rabbi son, Amr Shua ben Levi. Nechlika atiyomas, if the tiyomas is split, nasa kimisha nitla atiyomas upasal. We consider it as if the tiyomas was removed, and therefore possible.
We learned in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that if the leaves are spread apart, then you should tie together the leaves. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, let's see that in the Mishnah on Chav Tes Amid Beis, as we begin a new Gemara. The Mishnah told us on Chav Tes Amid Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Yigdenu Milumala, after we had learned that if the leaves are spread apart, it's still kosher. The Gemara begins halfway through the Yomud. On Lamid Beis Amid Aleph Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfin, Kapos Tamarim. The Torah describes love as a palm branch. Kapos, Imoya Porod, Yikaf Tenu. Rabbi Yehuda is pointing out that the word kapos comes from the idea of being bound together. So, ima yaparud yikaftenu. If it's separated, so then in such a case, you should bind them together. Amale Ravina Leravashi, mimai dahai kapos tfarim du lavahu, ema charusa baina kapos vileka. Asks Ravina Leravashi, how do you know that kapos tfarim is considered a lulav? Maybe it's a charusa. Answers the Gemara, ba'ina kapos. It needs to be like kapos. Charusa is all spread apart. Kapos means that's close together. So the Gemara now mentions this observation that Ravina Ravashi had after bringing in the idea of Rebbe Tarfin, that the idea of kapos means that's close together. So that's why charusa, which we had mentioned on the top of Amud Aleph, the spread apart palm tree, that kapos comes to tell us that it's not that idea, but it's closer together. Not the way you could recall many palm trees growing where the palms have already begun to spread apart. Asks the Gemara of Emofsa, maybe we're talking about the trunk or the branches that grow from the trunk that don't even have leaves. Again, the same Yesod, Kofus, that you need to have something that's kafus, something that has the potential to spread apart, but is bound together, michlal di'ika porud, that it has something that can spread apart. V'hai kafus va'omed la'olam. And this, ufsa, is bound together and can never spread apart.
And that's not what we're talking about. There has to be something that's kapos, that has something that has the potential to be parud, but is not yet spread apart. Asks the Gemara, Veima Kufra, how do we know that this is the lulav? As we described it, as the kapos tamarim, that it has the potential to spread apart, but has not yet spread apart, maybe it's the kufra. According to Rashi, the question follows up very simply, based on the analysis of above, that maybe we're talking about a palm branch that's like a chursa, that already has begun to spread apart, but since it's unlike the charusa in that it's soft, so then you could tie them together, and then be mekayim kapos tamarim. The charusa you can't because it's already hardened like many of the palm tree branches that you know of. But the kufra is not like that. Answers Abaye, there's a separate problem for the kufra. Amar Abaye says, the Torah Kedosha tells us, and this is a Yesod Gadol, I wish people sometimes kept this in mind more often. Amar Abaye derachel darchei noyam v'chol nesiva se'a shalom. Siv. The Torah says that the way of its mitzvahs are pleasant, and all of its ordinances are to produce peace. And this becomes a litmus test, says Abaye, if you're not sure about what the mitzvah of the Torah is. And in this case, the kufra has thorns on it. And since it has thorns on it, then it can't be that this is the cheftza shel mitzvah, because people will pain themselves. That can't be what's going on in the mitzvah. Amar le Rava Tosfa le Ravina. Rava said to Ravina, Rava Tosfa said to Ravina, v'ema tarti, and maybe the Torah is telling you when it says kapos tamarim in the plural, maybe it means two kape de tamre, not simply one lulav. He answered him, Ravina said to him, kapos ksiv. It doesn't say kapos with a vav, which indicates that we're not talking about plural. Ve'ema chada. So then he follows up and he asks, so maybe all you need is to take one branch that has dates on top of it. In other words, you don't need to take a palm branch that has lots of leaves, but maybe the most important thing is to take one branch that has dates. Says the Gemara, lahu kaf karile. One branch that has dates on it is not called kapos, it's called a taf. We learned in our Mishnah Tzine, our barzel are ksheira, that the lulavim of har barzel are kosher. Rashi tells us three lines from the bottom, lamed beis amud aleph, that those are lulavim that don't have a lot of leaves. There are less leaves stemming out from the spine of the lulav, and they're smaller. Amar Abaye lo shanu el sherosh shel zeh magil etzadi karo shel zeh. The halach is that's kosher if one leaf, the top of it, reaches the bottom of the next leaf. Think about our lulavim, the leaves overlap with each other. Says Abaye, but if one leaf reaches the bottom of the next, so then in such a case it'll still be kosher. But if one leaf does not reach the base of the other one, possible, period. We learned, says the Gemara, two lines from the bottom of the base of an elf, that the lulavim har barzel apostle va'anan tanan ksheira. Didn't we learn it's kosher? Must be like Abaye said, that if the leaves reach each other, then it'll be kosher. If not, we had another braisa that said that was possible because the leaves don't reach each other. We turn to Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, V'ikud Rami Le Mirma, and some presented this teaching in the form of a question and answer. Tnan, Slinyar Barzel, Kshay, Rava, Tanya, Psula, question mark. Amar Abaye, Loi Kasha, Kansha, Rosh, Shalzeh, Magil, Etzadi, Kore, Shalzeh. One case we're talking about where one leaf reached the bottom of the other. Kan shein rosh shel zeh magia litzad ikare shel zeh. In the other case, they did not reach each other, hence their apostle. Five lines on the top, lam beis, lam beis, amr rabbi marion, amr rabbi shua melev, amr lo tani, rabba bar mari, mishum rabbi yochanan ben zakai. We learned these teachings, some say in the name of rabbi yochanan ben zakai. Shtei tmaros yesh begei ben hinam. There are two palm trees that grow in the place called Gei Ben Hinnom. Now, Gei Ben Hinnom, some people associate it with the word Gehenim, and there might be sources that substantiate that. Rabosai, if you're Zochet to come to Yerushalayim, I pass it every day in my commute. I think you could visualize it for those of you who've been in Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh before. Think of the old city walls when you come out of Shar HaShpot, when you come from the southern side of the old city. There's the, to this day, the Arab town of Silwan. Along the Silwan area is a dramatic cliff, which is Gay Ben Hinnom. We used to play soccer there every once in a while, soccer and football. It's a park area near the road called Derech Hevron. So we know to this day where Gay Ben Hinnom is. So says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, there are two palm trees that be in Gay Ben Hinnom, and this tradition about Gehenim emerges from this Gemara. Va'ola Asham b'minei, and there is smoke that comes up from there. Gay Ben Hinnom is quite a dramatic area of a cliff, and you could see that in the time of the Chazal, why it would be associated with the depths and the dangers of Gehenim. V'zeu sheshaninu Sinei Har Barzel Ksheiros, and that's what we learned when Sinei Har Barzel Ksheiros is referring to those palm trees. Next time I go to play with the Talmidim, I need to check out the type of palm trees that they have over here, there. V'zui pischa shel Gehenim. And this is the opening of Gehenim. Rashi says, it's Samuch Yerushalayim. There are psukim in Yoshua that make reference to it, as well as in Divrei Hayamim. It's described that some of the awful kings in Eretz Yisrael sent their children to the Avodah Zarah of Molech in Gei Ben Hinnom. In Divrei Hayamim Beis, it is mentioned. And it could be that this is also the reference of Ola Ashan Mi Beinayim, that they would throw their, possible to even verbalize these words, but there was a fire there, and this is the Pischa Shel Gehenim as well. Could be the Pischa Shel Gehenim is associated, which it definitely is, to the Avodah Zarah of Molech, which Ein Gehenim Yoser Mizeh, but also, of course, there are probably other significances in both Nigla and Nistar to this Pischa Shel Gehenim. The Gemara continues 11 lines from the top. Lamed Beis Amud Beis Lulav Sheyesh Bo Shlosha Tfachim. We learned in our Mishnah Lulav that has three Tfachim. So that's a Lulav that is going to be kosher. Now we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, we were Zocha to learn that Mishnah together in the Daf and the Halacha. We mentioned that when we did that Mishnah, that the actual kashrus is a little bit different than the simple reading of the Mishnah, and now we see that in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Shir Hadas V'Arava Shlosha. The requirement for the length of a Hadas and a Rava is three Tvachim. V'Lulav Arba'a. And a Lulav actually has to be four Tvachim. Kedei She'ye Lulav Yotzim in a Hadas Tefach. In order that the Lulav should have another Tefach's worth of space outside of the Arava and the Hadas. Rav Yehuda Mishmuel taught is that the Lulav needs to go out another Tefach from the Lulav. V'Rabbi Franach, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Shedra Shulav Tzarech Sheyetzem in a Hadas Tefach. And that's exactly what was Rabbi Franach had taught from Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara asks a question from our Mishnah. Tanan, Lulav Sheyesh Bo Gimel Tefach, G'day La'nei Ba Kosher. Didn't we learn in our Mishnah the requirement is only three Tefachim? And now the Gemara rephrases what our Mishnah's lesson is. Ema, what it should say, in other words, what should be said to explain our Mishnah and to make it consistent with the tradition that we had from the Amoraim, ukidei l'nabnei bo kosher, as well as enough kidei l'nabnei bo. In other words, three tfachim plus the amount that's necessary to shake. Rashi explains that what's part of and parallel to the Hadassim HaRavos, it doesn't shake independently. And here what we're talking about is amount of lulav that's necessary to shake independently. Marked Islay, Umarked Islay. Rabbi Yochanan had added that not only is it the shaking material, but you even need the Shedra, that also needs the spine as well. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's understanding, while Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel said just the actual shaking itself, and he makes no mention of the Shedra. Toshma, come in here. The Gemara asks, and she's Rabbi Yochanan, that you even need a tevach of a shed. Bashir, hadas va'rava shlosha, v'luv arba. My lav, bahadi olin. Doesn't it sound like that all we're talking about is necessary another tefach worth of leaves, but you don't need
the shedra itself. Says the Gemara, loy levad me'ol, and aside from the leaves, you need of the shedra. Period. Gufa, we spoke about this issue. Shir hadas va'arava shlosha v'lulavar bo Rabbi Tarfon omar ba'ama bas chamisha tfachim. Rabbi Tarfon says that what we're talking about over here is an ama which is five tfachim, which then emerges that the hadas and the arava itself has to be five tfachim. Amarava sharile marile Rabbi Tarfon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive Rabbi Tarfon about what he had said. What
Rabbi Tarfon said is hard to understand. Hashta avo shlosha lo mishkechinan bas chamisha. When it comes to finding a hadas that looks like avos, in other words, that's wrapped together with leaves, as discussed in Hilchos Hadasim, that they need to be surrounded with leaves. It's hard enough to find three. In other words, three tfachims worth where the hadasim, the leaves are wrapped around the stem. Bas chamisha mi boy? You really think, Rabbi Tarfon, you require five tfachim worth? Kasar Rav Dimi Amar amas bashisha tfachim. Rabbi Dimi taught us that what it meant is that the measurement of the ama that is normally six tfachim, aso sa bas chamisha, you measure it out with five tfachim. We're not machmir for six tfachim. Same in shlosha lahadas, and therefore you need three tfachim worth for the hadas, vashar lululav, and the lulav needs to be another tefach with that measurement, using the measurement of the tefach that has five tfachim going into the ama. And that's what he meant. He did not mean to say that it needs to be five tfachim mamish, but the shiur of five tfachim that go into an amma. There are some who measure an amma with six tight tfachim, and some with five wider tfachim. And here, that's all he was bringing out, that you measure the three tfachim of the hadas with a wider tefach, which is five tfachim that go into an amma, and then the extra tefach is the wide tefach that goes for a lulav. The Gemara says that this explanation of Reb Dimi within Shitas Rabbi Tarfon is going to be difficult. Kama havalu, how many tfachim, medium-sized tfachim, make up the length of the hadas and arava according to Rabbi Tarfon? Tlasa, it's three. Utlasa chumshi, so that means you need three types of the five tefach thing. Then, if that would be so, kasha de Shmuel de Shmuel, there would be a seer between Shmuel and Shmuel. Hacham Rav Yudam Shmuel shir hadas va'arava shlosha. That Shmuel had taught that the Shir Hadas and Arava is three tvachim, Hasam Arvun Amashmuel, Halacha ki Rebbe Tarfon, and yet at the same time he said that the Halacha is that you calculate Rebbe Tarfon. And that sounds like the large tefach, and originally there was no mention of the large tefach, it sounded like a smaller tefach. And says the Gemara, Lodak, he didn't say the Shir of exactly what type of tefach it would be. But really, it would be the tefach of Rebbe Tarfon. Says Gemara, Emer Damrin Lo Dak L'Chumra. When do we say that it wasn't precise? That's L'Chumra. L'Kula Mi'amrinam. But do we say it L'Kula? In other words, how can you say that he wasn't precise to spell out that he wasn't following Rebbe Tarfon's shir of a tefach? At the end of the day, by the first teaching that we had from Shmuel, it sounded like a regular size tefach, not even the wider tefach. So therefore, the Gemara now explains it a different way. Ki asa Ravin Amar, then Rava therefore explained that the shita of Rabbi Tarfon is like this. Amma bas chamisha tefachim. When you have an amma with five tefachim, ase osa shisha. Divided into six tefachim, which are smaller. Same in shlosha lahadas. And with that, you calculate the three for a hadas, vashar lululav, and the rest go for the lulav. In other words, you're not going to use a larger tefach, you're going to use a smaller tefach. Kama havelu, so what will come out? Trei upalga. What will come out is that you will be actually using a requirement of 2.5 tefachim for the shear of the hadas and the arava. Sof, kasha de Shmuel. But at the end of the day, Shmuel seemed to say that you need three tefachim. Says the Gemara, lo dak. V'hainu l'chumra lo dak, dam Ravuna Amar Shmuel, halacha k'rabbi Tarfon. L'chumra, it wasn't dak. In other words, he said three, but really you just need 2.5. Because he ultimately was saying that you don't measure with the larger tefach, but rather you measure with the smaller tefach. And when we said three, it meant three with the sheer tefach of Rabbi Tarfon, which actually in practical tefachim is 2.5 tefachim. We begin the next Mishnah, 7 lines before the Y, about the halachas of hadas. Hadas hagozel va'yove ish posel. A hadas that's stolen or dried out is posel. Shel shir shel ir nidachas posel. If it's of an asher or an iridachas, it's also posel. Nikdam ro shel nifritu olav o shel yanovim ruv me'olav. Posel, if the top is cut off, or the leaves have been spread apart, no longer attached, or there are more berries which grow on a hadas than the leaves, then it's possible. V'miyaton, kosher. But if they take them off, they'll be kosher. But the Mishnah adds, v'ein mematim b'yomtif, you don't take off these berries on Yom Tov. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara analyzed. Anaf eitz avos, shanof of chofin es eitz. Like we mentioned above, the leaves of the hadas are supposed to wrap around its stem. That's going to be a hadas. A hadas, the leaves wrap around the stem. Ask the Mar v'ema zaisa. Maybe it's regards to a olive branch, because olive branch also its leaves wrap around the stem. But inon avos v'leka. Answers the Gemara. It needs to also be avos, and it is not. In other words, you need the leaves reaching up to each other. When it comes to the olive branch, it does not. Says the Gemara, ve'emo dulva. Maybe anaf etzavos is something called a dulva. Answers the Gemara, be'ina ananafin chofen es etza. Not only do the leaves have to reach each other, they need to wrap around, grow, wrapping around the wood, and beleka. And when it comes to these dulvas, they don't have it. Ve'ema hayarduf. Maybe we're talking about another type of thing called a yardov. Amar Abaye. Abaye says it can't be talking about a yardov, which qualifies as wrapping around as well. Because of the same problem we had mentioned before, it's not sweet. Why is it not sweet? Because their leaves are very, very sharp. Rav Amar Mehacha, Rav quotes a pasuk in Zechariah, Ha'emes v'ashalom o'avo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves both Emes and Shalom, and this doesn't produce Shalom. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, the properties of a hadas are kalua kimin klia. It's wrapped around the thing, the stem, like something that's woven. V'dom elu shalshelas, and it's like a chain. Zeu hadas, this is a hadas. Reb Lozer ben Yaakov Oimer, anaf etzavos, comes to bring out something else as well. Eitz avos, eitz shetam, eitz opir yeshava. Havi omer zehadas, where the branch and the fruit are similar. The Ritva actually has a different girsa, because this statement of the Gemara is a little bit difficult. What does it mean that the taste of the branch is like the fruit, like the berry of the hadas? So the Ritva's girsa is eitz sha'anof of chofin es eitzo. And there is a discussion whether this idea, which applies to an esrog, where we do say that Eitzo Pir Yashavet, Tam Eitzo Pir Yashavet, that we'll see on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, whether that applies, excuse me, on Lamed Hayam and Aleph, we see that, whether that applies to a hadas as well. Tana Eitzavos Kasher V'She'ena Avos Pasul. That Anaf Eitzavos, which in the Pasul, in Parashas Emma, that describes the hadas, are that the leaves wrap around each other, and if not, it's going to Pasul. Hechidami avos, I'm Rav Yehuda, who the kaima tlasa, tarfe bikina, that each one of the leaves stem from an area that has three growing at once. And this is the halacha as well. And when you buy a hadas, that is something that's important to check. Rav Kana, I'm Rav Yehuda, trei v'chad. Rav Kana says it's okay even if you have two and then one, and but they're not growing all three together. Vacha brei derava, mahadra trei v'chad. He even looked for that. Since Rav Kahana said that was kosher, he said that that's what I'm going to do. Even though Rav Kahana certainly held that three together is going to be kosher, but Rav Acha wanted to follow the tradition of Rav Kahana to show that was kosher as well. Amemar the Ravashi. Abba, my father, Amemar lahu, to that hadas, Hada Shaita Karile, he rejected that opinion, and he holds it's called a Hadas Shota. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamid Beis in Meseches Sukkah. We will go to the halacha from the daily daf and a separate file dealing with the halachos of the top of the lulav and nikdam and nistak for a lulav, one of the most important issues that a person needs to look into when buying a lulav. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamid Beis in Meseches Sukkah.